From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, SOE's Erick Thohir said that children whose parents died and became orphans due to the hot clouds falling from Mount Semeru will receive scholarship from the Foundation of State-Owned Enterprises. This was affirmed by Minister Erick when visiting evacuates affected by the hot clouds disaster from Mount Semeru in Lumajang Regency, Java on Sunday. He also remarked that the children must continue to return to school for their future so that the Ministry of the SOEs provides assistance as much as 2,500 school equipment to children affected by the Mount Semeru disaster. He said his visit to Lumajang Regency was a follow-up to President Joko Widodo's direction, who had visited location affected by hot clouds from avalanches off the slopes of Mount Semeru a few days ago. Minister Erick assessed that the assistance for basic materials and food for residents affected by the Mount Semeru disaster is abundant, so that the SOEs focuses on long-term assistance such as education. Former Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti said that the Clean Up the World 2021 event plays a significant role in raising awareness on the prevention of marine resources and ecosystem. She also remarked that the marine ecosystem conservation would protect the interests of people living in the coastal area and improve fishers' welfare. Clean Up the World is an annual social event to preserve the environment organized by PT Suzuki Indomobil Sales since 2015. This year, the event was held in Pangandaran Beach, West Java on December 11 to 12 in cooperation with Pandu Laut Nusantara or Archipelago Boy Scout, the Natural Resources Conservation Agency BKSDA, at the Environment and Forestry Ministry and Pangandaran District. Deputy Chairperson of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Lestari Murdiat, has called for ratification of Sexual Violence Prevention Bill following increased prevalence of sexual violence cases in Indonesia educational institution. She made the statement concerning a number of suspected sexual harassment cases in a number of educational institutions in Bandung and Tasikmalaya, West Java, as well as Cilacap, Central Java. Lestari Murdiat was very concerned that these cases would leave dozens of victims traumatized both physically and mentally. In addition to these children, their immediate and extended families had also been affected. Sexual violence towards children is a crime that infringes on human rights and could destroy the future of the nation's next generation. Let's move on to the international news. The United States on Sunday reached 800,000 coronavirus-related deaths, according to the Reuters tally, as the nation braces for a potential surge in infection due to more time spent indoors with colder weather and the highly transmissible Omicron variant of the virus. The milestone means the U.S. death toll from this one virus now exceeds the entire population of North Dakota. Even with vaccines widely and freely available, the country has lost more lives to the virus this year than in 2020 due to the more contagious Delta variant and people refusing to get inoculated against COVID-19. Israel announced on Sunday it was adding Britain and Denmark to its red list of countries that Israelis are forbidden to visit, citing concerns over the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. The travel restrictions for Britain and Denmark will go into effect on Wednesday, Sharon Alroy Price, Israel's Director of Public Health, told news conference. Israel has already banned the entry of foreigners to try to stem COVID-19 infection rates and has imposed 3 to 7 days self-isolation orders for Israelis returning from abroad. UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Sunday warned a looming tidal wave of Omicron and brought forward a target to give over 18s a booster jab by 1 month to end of December. He said in a televised address after the country's medical advisors raised the COVID alert level due to a rapid increase in infection from the variant. The increase in the five-stage COVID alert level from 3 to 4 comes after a further 1,239 confirmed cases of the variant were recorded on Sunday. That brings the total number of UK cases of Omicron to 3,137, a 65% increase from Saturday's total of 1,898. Oil prices rose on Monday, extending gain from last Friday, helped by growing optimism that the Omicron coronavirus variant's impact will be limited on global economic growth and fuel demand. Brent futures climbed 53 cents or 0.7% to $75.68 a barrel after rising 1% on Friday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI gained 69 cents or 1.0%. to $72.36 a barrel, following a 1% increase in the previous session. Both benchmarks posted gains of about 8% last week, their first weekly gain in 7. They have recovered more than half the losses suffered since the Omicron outbreak on November 25th. Listener, that was the news.
Indonesian government has cancelled the plan to implement community activities restrictions level 3 during the upcoming Christmas and New Year's 2022 holidays. Even though it was cancelled. The government asked all levels of stakeholders not to be careless in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, including preventing the entry and spread of the new variant of COVID-19 Omicron. Antara News Agency reported that on the one hand, the government has issued special rules during the Christmas and New Year's holiday period through the instruction of the Ministers of Home Affairs regarding the prevention and control of COVID-19. On the other hand, the government will also tighten health protocols in collaboration with the police by directly monitoring the implementation of health protocols in tourism objects and public places, including the use of increasingly strengthened Peduli Lindungi applications. Like it or not, this government policy must be supported, because it is made solely for the benefit of the community, so that it must be fulfilled and obeyed. The community and all relevant stakeholders should be able to accept those policies. It is hoped that all will have the same frequency, especially in implementing the mobility restrictions policy, which will be applied during the holidays. As President Joko Widodo hopes to maintain the currently low level of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia, it is necessary to implement a tightening policy. This is done to prevent an increase in cases after the Christmas and New Year holiday period, as well as to prevent the entry of the new variant Omicron.
Today in history, we'll begin with December 13, 1937, when National News Agency NNA Antara was founded. The National News Agency NNA Antara is a state-owned enterprise, or BUMN, assigned by the Indonesian government to cover and disseminate fast, accurate, and important information, both domestically and internationally. The Antara News Agency was founded on December 13, 1937 by A.M. Sipahutar, Mr. Sumanang, Adam Malik, and Pandu Kartawiguna, when the spirit of national independence was driven by the youth fighters. The first director was Mr. Sumanang and Adam Malik as editor, and then concurrently as deputy director, Pandu Kartawiguna as the administrator, and assisted by journalist A.M. Sipahutar. In 1962, Antara officially became the National News Agency, which was directly under the President of the Republic of Indonesia. Next is December 13, 1957, the Juanda Declaration. The Juanda Declaration was initiated on December 13, 1957 by the Prime Minister of Indonesia at that time, Juanda Kartawijaya. It was a declaration declaring to the world that the Indonesian seas included the seas around the Indonesian archipelago into one unitary territory of the Republic of Indonesia. It was declared that Indonesia embraces the principles of an archipelagic state. At that time, Indonesia received great opposition from several countries, so their inter-island seas were also the territory of the Republic of Indonesia and not a free zone. Hereafter, the Juanda Declaration officially promulgated into Law No. 4/PRP/1960 concerning Indonesian waters. After going through a long struggle, this declaration in 1982 was finally accepted and stipulated in the 3rd UN Convention on the Law of the Sea in 1982, or UNCLOS 1982. Furthermore, this declaration was reaffirmed by Law No. 17/1985 concerning the ratification of the UNCLOS 1982 that Indonesia is an archipelagic country. In 1999, the 4th President of Indonesia, Abdurrahman Wahid, declared December 13th as Archipelago Day. We end with December 13, 2003, when Saddam Hussein was arrested. Saddam Hussein was the president of Iraq from July 16, 1979 until April 9, 2003,
As the leader of Iraq and the head of Ba'ath Party, he took policies of secular pan-Arabism, economic modernization, and Arab socialism. Saddam Hussein was overthrown in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. It was led by the USA and he was arrested by American forces on December 13, 2003. On November 5, 2006, presiding Judge Rauf Rashid Abdul Rahman sentenced him to death by hanging him for crimes against humanity. On December 20, 2006, Saddam was executed at the age of 69. Listener, that's today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, accompanied by Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo, released the export of 25 plantation commodities and spices from North Sumatra province to 34 countries. The exports include cardamom, rubber, grated coconut, and palm kernel oil. While the export destinations are Germany, Japan, Spain, the United States of America, South Korea, and the Netherlands. The symbolic release of export was carried out at the opening ceremony of the commemoration of Plantation Day and the launching of the National Spice Day in Lake Toba, North Sumatra region last Friday. On the occasion, Vice President Maruf Amin said that the export activities in the commemoration of the Plantation Day are a momentum for Indonesia to move forward in order to realize a more resilient agricultural sector in increasing productions and export volumes. He also remarked that it is time for the development of plantations and spice commodities to be developed through increased productivity, production, development of the processing industry, and competitiveness. In addition, in the future, Indonesia must also export proceed materials in a bid to increase the value of the product. Moreover, the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Trade must create various breakthrough steps, including an open international trade system, such as building various infrastructure and supporting facilities for the productions, distributions, and logistic process to increase export activities and establish commercial governance that benefits producers and consumers, including improving the welfare of farmers and planters. With this open international trade system, Indonesia can overcome obstacles in the international trade arena. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yassin Limpo said that he is optimistic that he could increase productions, competitiveness, and exports of plantation commodities and spices. This is based on the success of building advanced agriculture. During the COVID-19 pandemic, only the agricultural sector grew positively so that it became the savior of national economic growth. The commemoration of the 64th Plantation Day, along with the launching of the determination of the National Spice Day, aims to encourage commitment, motivation, creativity, and participation of all plantation stakeholders among the government, private sector, and the community to play a major role in increasing plantation exports in the economic recovery. Minister Syahrul Yassin Limpo also emphasized that this is a momentum to raise enthusiasm to triple Indonesia's exports of plantation and spice commodities. Indonesia's rank as a spice producer must increase from the current 10th to 3rd or 2nd largest in the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita bergembira.
semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Citepus Beach is located in Citepus Village, Pelabuhan Ratu Subdistrict, Sukabumi Regency, West Java. The location of Citepus Beach is quite strategic because it is on the side of the highway. It is about 60 kilometers from Sukabumi downtown. The trip from Jakarta takes about 7 to 8 hours by land transportation. The length of the Citepus coastline is about 3 to 5 kilometers. The expanse of sand is quite wide with a sloping surface. The sea is clear with big waves. In addition to the stunning panorama, Citepus Beach has a fairly good level of cleanliness. There's no messy trash on the shoreline or sinking into the waves. There are many interesting tourist activities that you can do here, such as swimming or playing at the sea anytime, relaxing on the soft sand, and for those of you who like fishing, on another part of this beach there is a special spot to fish. You can also see a beautiful sunset that cannot be missed. Even the sunset is so beautiful, this beach is one of the tourism destinations for couples who want to honeymoon. Listener, Citepus Beach is equipped with various facilities. There are lodging, public toilets, restaurants, and souvenir vendors. Lodging in Citepus is located around the beach. For places to eat, there is a laissez-hand concept or a restaurant concept with a seafood menu. Interestingly, this place to eat has a direct view of the beach. It is also equipped with a prayer room, parking lot, garden, and jogging track. With this jogging track, you can also exercise and run around Chitapu's beach while enjoying its beauty. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bicara hanya tersenyum, tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya
few. I work hard and accomplish things, and I got so much more to bring. Three, well, I don't mean to brag about myself, and I don't wanna be like Bieber and love yourself, cause I see what I like, and I like what I see.
Together we could be so happy.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about bertemu teman lama, which means meet an old friend. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Sibuk Apa? Sibuk Apa? Which means, what are you doing these days? This conversation happens between Kevin and his friend at a restaurant in Bandung. His friend wants to know what Kevin is doing these days. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu sibuk apa sekarang?
Seperti biasa, aku bekerja setiap hari.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Sibuk, sibuk, which means busy. Bekerja, bekerja, which means work. Setiap hari, which means every day. Kamu sibuk apa sekarang? Kamu sibuk apa sekarang? Which means, what are you doing these days? Sama denganmu, which means, like you. Aku bekerja setiap hari, which means, I work every day. Menyiapkan seminar, which means, prepare a seminar. Apa kesibukanmu sekarang, which means, what are you doing lately? In the conversation, you hear an expression, kamu sibuk apa sekarang? Kamu sibuk apa sekarang? Which means, what are you doing these days? The expression is used to ask someone's recent busyness or main activities. Let's listen to the other examples. Sekarang kamu sibuk apa? Sekarang kamu sibuk apa? Which means, what are you doing these days? Aku sedang menyiapkan seminar, which means I'm preparing a seminar. Apa kesibukanmu sekarang? Which means, what are you doing lately? Aku sedang menyiapkan seminar, which means I'm preparing a seminar. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu sibuk apa sekarang?
Seperti biasa, aku bekerja setiap hari.
listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas.
Yang penting semua senang sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekerian
darahku berdentam di 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 di
dom di di dom jaga jaga di di dom di di dom.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's music corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Taman Laut by Novita Indri. This song describes the beauty of the underwater world of Indonesia, the beauty of underwater biodiversity such as coral reefs and fish of various colors and types. Some of Indonesia's underwater parks are even known to foreign countries. Well listener, here is Novita Indri with the song Taman Laut.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. kita di bawah hujan, langit tetap berderang, pelangi pun datang menjelang. Kita merayu malam, jangan sedih tenggelam, bulan sabit beri senyuman. Kita meminta waktu, satu hari berhenti, satu masa dia
from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.